You are listening to a Bible talk recorded at the 1993 Western Christadelphian Bible School at Manuka. This is the Sunday Memorial Service exhortation given by Brother Don Anderson, titled, The Bride.
And enjoy your fellowship for this week. And we also bring you the greetings of many in New England who have occasion to have been at this school. Because of the fullness of the day's activities, we will make an attempt at brevity, but we pray that this will not diminish from the solemnity of this occasion. And we pray that from the words of our opening hymn and from our reading and from the title we have selected for our thoughts this evening, that perhaps each one of us can establish a personal identity. Again, this night, as in many nights before, a bride in waiting will peer into the darkness beyond. She continues to maintain a vigil that has lasted for what seems a countless number of years. She waits for her loved one, one who will become her bridegroom upon his return. Forever treasured in her memory are the words that he spoke. Those words of comfort. Those words of love and tenderness. Those words meant especially for her ears. She remembers their moments of intimacy together, of their moments of shared feelings when they were cloistered from the eyes of the world. She remembers the time when as a dutiful servant, he washed her feet with loving care. Precious in her memory is when she lay her head on his breast at what would be their last supper together. Oh, how he tried to prepare her for this time of separation, but she wasn't able to truly grasp his message. Now, in looking back, how important to her are those words he spake. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember me in this simple ceremony. At first, she didn't fully understand, but now she solemnly repeats those words to herself, as she is strengthened in that precious memory. I will remember you, she declares in her heart. The passage of years has allowed her time to understand the events of those long ago days. Yet in her heart, she still recoils and winces at the memory of that horrible scene on Golgotha's hill. Her heart still aches as she remembers that she slept well, in his final hours, he needed her in the garden. The vision of the empty tomb still fills her heart with bewilderment and awe, and the unspeakable joy that she can dare to believe in all the things of which he instructed her. Through the passage of years, her beauty remains. Countless times, sleep has overcome her as she has grown weary, albeit still persistent in her hope. And yet with each occasion of sleep, there seems to have come an occasion of renewed strength and the joy and vitality of renewed youth. She remains beautiful with the energy and appearance of youth, yet also with the wisdom and patience that only time can bring and teach. A splash of gray in her locks, or age lines around her eyes, only enhance her beautiful appearance. As she remembers her loved one, she is deeply humbled by the knowledge that it was his father that chose her to be a bride for his only son. It was he who has arranged the forthcoming marriage. Why me for such an honor? She has thought so many times. Imagine that I should bear his seed, his name, his father's name, and be the mother of the children in the new creation. For this cause, though many have tempted and tried to seduce her, she remains pure and chaste. And now as she peers into the night, and the shadowy forms pass through her vision, her obscured vision, as we sang this evening, her heart cries out, how long? How long?